Paul Roselli and I watch four robins hop around the branches of a pine tree off Wallam Lake Road in Burrillville.
This is what a natural, semi-old growth forest looks like, especially in Rhode Island.
Roselli runs the Burrillville Land Trust, and he's one of many Burrillville residents who doesn't want to see these 20 acres of forest cleared for a new power plant.
The common thread around here is people love where they live. They love the backyard. They love the birds and the trees, and they love looking at the sky at night.
Burrillville's backyard is full of natural areas like this one. The Nature Conservancy calls this part of Rhode Island one of the region's most sensitive wildlife corridors. But it's also home to a natural gas compressor station and a gas pipeline. That makes it a perfect spot for the new gas-fired power plant that Invenergy has been trying to build in the state since 2015. One thing the area doesn't have is water for Invenergy to cool its proposed plant. Last year, the company tried to buy water from three utilities in the area and was denied three times. That's what brought them to Johnston, about 20 miles south of Burrillville. Denied by Burrillville, Harrisville, and Woonsocket, Invenergy offered Johnston $18 million over 20 years for water they planned to truck up to the plant in Burrillville. Johnston's town council accepted the proposal in January at a public meeting packed with protesters.
All right, everybody out. Over. Go over.
Johnston resident Michelle Fiella broadcast the council vote on Facebook. She and other protesters are upset because they had no say in the decision. Some of them even alleged the town violated open meetings laws by not giving enough notice for the vote. Fiella, who's 21 years old, says she felt cheated by the deal.
I lost a lot of faith in the town. It was honestly like one of the most frustrating experiences of my life, I think. Everyone assumes that, you know, on a national level and even at, like, you know, the state level of politics, like, you don't have a say, like, your voice doesn't matter. You think, at least in your town, like, everyone tells you, well, you should invest in your town politics. It's like, well, your mayor shut the door on you, so what do you do then?
But Johnston Mayor Joseph Policina says their deal with Invenergy was done legally, and he's just looking out for Johnston taxpayers.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Chris Bentley.
Welcome, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Nice
Have
to
a
meet
seat,
you.
Please. Sit down. That money is going to go a long way. I feel very confident. If I had to do it again, I'd do it again. And my obligation, once again, is to the residents of the town of Johnston, not to Burrillville.
Eight gold and silver-plated shovels hang on the wall of Policina's office. Evidence, he says, of the pro-business attitude he brought to town hall when he was elected in 2007.
When I first took over, the business climate in this town was stagnant. You could breed mosquitoes. It was so stagnant. And obviously, it took a while to fix, but we've got over $1 billion in new businesses in this town since I took over.
Policina says if the people of Johnston don't like it, there's an election coming up in 2 years. That's one thing the towns of Johnston and Burrillville agree on. Here's Burrillville town manager Mike Wood.
I think the political people in Johnston have turned a deaf ear to our situation. They're doing this for the money. I do get that, but we hope that the officials of Johnston change their mind. We hope if that doesn't happen, maybe the people in Johnston will help them to change their mind.
The town of Burrillville and the Conservation Law Foundation have both filed lawsuits challenging Johnston's right to sell water to Invenergy for use in Burrillville. Wood says he understands why Johnston took Invenergy's offer, but he says Mayor Policina's decision essentially undercut the town of Burrillville, where the plant may actually be built.
I understand the business part of it, but this is another sister community in Rhode Island that is saying to Johnston and other cities and towns in Rhode Island that this isn't something we want or that the state of Rhode Island needs.
In addition to settling those lawsuits, Invenergy still needs to get three permits from the State Department of Environmental Management and approval from the state's Energy Facility Siting Board. That could take the better part of 2017. Invenergy says they're confident they'll be approved. But environmentalists opposed to the plant say they're prepared to keep up the pressure as long as it takes. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Chris Bentley.